This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Ground teams at the Kennedy Space Center on Saturday began fueling NASA's giant next-generation rocket ship for its debut launch on an uncrewed test flight to the moon. This comes 5 days after an initial liftoff attempt was thwarted by technical problems. The 32-story tall Space Launch System rocket and its Orion capsule are due for blastoff from Cape Canaveral, Florida in the U.S. at 2:17 p.m. The launch will kick off the U.S. Space Agency's ambitious Moon to Mars Artemis program 50 years after the last Apollo lunar mission. Thousands of Russians filed past the open casket of Mikhail Gorbachev, the last leader of the Soviet Union, on Saturday, with many saying they wanted to honor his memory as a peacemaker who dismantled totalitarianism and gave them their freedom. Gorbachev was the leader of the Soviet Union from 1985 to 1991. He died on Tuesday at age 91. His body lay in state in the Grand Hall of Columns in central Moscow, in the tradition of previous Soviet leaders, including Vladimir Lenin and Joseph Stalin. The toll from cataclysmic floods in Pakistan continued to climb on Saturday, with 57 more deaths, 25 of them children, as the country grapples with a relief and rescue operation of near unprecedented scale. A high-level body set up to coordinate the relief effort met in Islamabad on Saturday for the first time, chaired by the country's prime minister, to take stock of the disaster. And most residents of the Chinese tech hub of Shenzhen went into a weekend lockdown on Saturday as mass COVID-19 testing kicked off in much of the city of 18 million. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department has approved a potential $1.1 billion sale of military equipment to Taiwan, including 60 anti-ship missiles and 100 air-to-air missiles, with China threatening to take countermeasures. The Pentagon announced the package in the wake of China's aggressive military drills around Taiwan following a visit to the island last month by U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the highest-ranking U.S. official to travel to Taipei in years. Pope Francis on Saturday dissolved the leadership of the Knights of Malta, the global Catholic religious order and humanitarian group, and installed a provisional government ahead of the election of a new Grand Master. The change, which the Pope issued in a decree, came after 5 years of often acrimonious debate within the order and between some top members of the old guard in the Vatican over a new constitution that some feared would weaken its sovereignty. Iran has equipped 51 of its cities and towns with civil defense systems to thwart any possible foreign attack, a senior defense official said on Saturday. Amid an escalation of tensions with Israel and the United States, the civil defense equipment enables Iran's armed forces to identify and monitor threats by using around-the-clock software according to the type of the threat and risk. That's what a deputy defense minister was quoted as saying by Iranian media. Libyan armed factions fought in the western outskirts of Tripoli early Saturday, as forces aligned with Abdulhamid al-Deba's government further consolidated their control over the capital. Fighting took place in Warshafala, a district west of Tripoli that has been the site of repeated clashes throughout the 11 years of violence and chaos since a NATO-backed uprising ousted veteran leader Muammar Gaddafi. Palestinians from the millions-strong diaspora are flocking to the West Bank. Fearful new Israeli rules expected to take effect next week could make future visits hard, if not impossible. And tennis star Serena Williams dreams of a fairy tale ending to her glittering career ended in the third round of the U.S. Open as world number one Daniil Medvedev routs rising Chinese star Wu Yibing to reach the last 16. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.